You do not want to miss our next segment. If you want to see all of this play out in studio, please go onto the Facebook page, the 702 Facebook page, and you'll be able to watch 702 Unplugged, because today we have multi-platinum SAMA winning South African singer, songwriter. She is a superstar. Remember the wave of Sahara that hit us? It was a tsunami that hit us when Sahara came onto the scene. Well, she's got three albums, the latest one titled Mkoti, and 17 SAMAs under her belt. I mean, not many artists can say that. Her debut album, Loliwe, released in 2011 and was certified double platinum only 17 days after its release. And then she went on to sell in excess of 100,000 copies, and she got 8 SAMA awards from that particular album. And then she went on to receive 4 SAMAs for The Beginning Live. And now she's on to Mkoti. So proud of this young woman.
Ngozi.
So proud of you.
Thank you so much.
So what do you prefer, Bulelwa or Zahara?
My dad gave me that name.
Yes.
And Bulelwa, my mom and my dad. And spinach. It's because I loved spinach when I was growing up. So my friends call me spinach.
And that was the name you used to perform under in the Eastern Cape.
Yes,
when
because
you were
everyone
coming
called me spinach.
That would have been very cool. Mkoti by spinach. Didn't hold on to it. Who's the little girl that you're with?
Come here. It's Angel.
Angel.
Yeah, from home. Mm-hmm. My sister's daughter, yeah.
So you're being aunt for the school holidays.
Hey, they were home. My mom, my sisters, and everyone for the Easter's, because I couldn't go home. Mm-hmm. So
they
my mom was
to
like,
you.
Yeah, so my mom was like, ay, 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 you umtanam. And this was, so they came, all of them, my brothers and everyone, but they left, and then she's here.
Yeah.
Angela, yeah.
No, she's very adorable. But very adorable.
You know, she's from Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So I saw that Kirk Wallum. Yes. Features on this album.
Yes.
How did that happen?
You see, if people from the media were writing about it, you would have known about it. Exactly.
Mm.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe when they called me at Warner and they told me that Kirk Wallum is at the office and is looking for me.
Wow.
So apparently he was here for something for Africa, a tour or something. Mm. So he was looking for me. So he got me there. And when we were talking, we got this father. That's how it came about. And then he wanted to, at that time, I was still in studio doing my album, Mkoti. Mm. So he's like, I'm in this album. I don't care what you say, you're not. Because I want to be in this album of this anointed young girl.
Mm.
I want to be in the book of history of this young girl. So I'm going to be in the album. So I'm like, ish, I wonder what's going to happen. Like, what am I going to write? What's going to happen? And I was like, okay, girl, be firm. So I'm like, okay, you're going to be on my number 5. And number 5, which is number 4, Umfazi. Umfazi is in Xhosa Mosi. So it's like, I don't care whether I'm in number 12, but I want to be
you
in this album.
You just wanted to be a part of you.
Yes. So we did number 4, which is Umfazi. Then what? No, I cannot be in one song in this album. I have to be in 2 songs. Then we did Inamvula, which is number 5, together. And then after, he said he does not want to be paid. What he wants is for me to write 2 songs for him for his next album.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So that's what I did. I wrote 2 songs. And then I demanded, I remember on TV, I was telling South Africans what I said to him. I was like, I'm a demanding. I'm very stubborn. So I was like, I'm going to write them in Xhosa and in English.
Mm.
If you're going to go there and present them on your Grammys, so they must know Xhosa is there, is fighting with your Rihannas and everyone,
yes.
And everyone else in Xhosa. So he was like, I'm proud. I don't care because I connected with the music in Xhosa.
In fact, I just love the description because he says, the day I recorded with Sahara was the first time I'd heard her voice. I had only one reaction. I wept. He says it was a moment. It was profound and very, very real. Gosh, that's incredible to have an established artist like him say these kind of things. He's heard all sorts of artists from around the world. And yours was the voice that he wanted to collaborate on and collaborate with. It's a voice that moved him to tears.
Yes, and then I remember because now we're like father and daughter. There's no day that passes without us talking.
Yeah.
I remember I think he was a bit worried because of the power that is maybe he says me and the talent. Because he was telling me, because he used to work with Whitney Houston, since Whitney Houston the late. So and then he said to me, He was telling me all about her troubles and problems. And I was like, I understand what you're saying. It's like here at home, they'll be talking about Mrs. Brenda Fassi and me. But I know one thing about me. I wish they surrounded themselves with people that only they don't say yes to them. People that they can say no when they're doing wrong. So me, that's why I surround myself with people, kind of people like you and my mom and my family. And people that I know when I've done wrong, they can say, this is wrong. This is no. And when it's yes, when they've done right, then they can say yes. Mm. So that's the kind of person I am. So I was like, don't be worried about me. I'll make mistakes. But I will never, I know myself. Where is my stand? I know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. Like Zahra will say, everything may be rushing on me. Everything may be too slow on me. But I'll be holding it down. I know where I'm going.
Oh, man.
I know where I'm going.
Oh, man. Oh, that is just... You are going to do this to us. I know exactly what you're going to do to us in a short while. But let's talk about that media pressure, because you mentioned the media saying if they'd written about things like that, joyous, wonderful things that were happening in your life, people would know about the hard work that you've been putting in. I think it was in the Sowetan where you said that you nearly gave up your music career because of what was being said, what was being written about. Surely not, Sahara.
Obviously, all the time, you always twist our words.
Mm.
This is what I said. I called my mom. That was 2014 first. And I called my mom. I was like, mom, I came here to inspire. And I feel like I'm stepping on somebody else's shoes. What did I do? I came here to inspire and sing.
Mm.
But each and every time, nobody talks about this girl from the village is an ambassador of Mandela Children's Hospital, is doing this and that, ambassador of Nedbank. The only thing, if I'm an ambassador of Nedbank, they try to pull me down so that Nedbank can pull out.
Mm.
Everything, they're trying to pull me down. Nobody talks about this girl has got 39 awards, 17 summers in one short space of time, in three albums, because they're still Mgodi. We don't know how many we're going to get after, because I've got a new album, which is Mgodi.
Mm.
Nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about that I've got a Zahara Army. I take from my own pocket. And I go out there to all the villages, to all the young girls, and I give away guitars and I give them food. Who talks about that? They're always waiting for the source say.
Hmm.
And they don't want to talk about facts. I like people who talks about facts, not source say. Which is this source? Is it tomato sauce or mayonnaise?
Unknown. It's an unknown
so
source.
So all I'm saying, that at that time, I was like, mama, not that I'm not giving up on music.
Hmm.
I started with my cows at home, back at home. That's when I wrote Lolly. Used to go with my cows and go, let them go grazing and the goats and everything. I know the people that listen to me and the people at the village that really needs hope. But my mom told me something. What the people that are writing about you, you are not there for them. You are there for the other people.
And to honor your gift, Zahara, you have a gift, and to honor that.
Let me tell something. She asked me something, and I was crying. I remember I cried the whole night. She said, are you here to be praised or to inspire? I had to answer that myself, by myself. I'm here to inspire, not to be praised. Because if I want fame, I will get fame. Tomorrow is gone. Because there's very same people that will make you famous for nothing, for no reason. Very same people. They are capable of putting down. But let me tell you something. If God has put you up, no man can put you down.
Amen. Amen to that. So here's this album, Mgodi, which translates as a hole.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Is this a testament? Are you giving a testament to this place you had to come out of? Because of these circumstances that we're talking about?
Like, you know my story. I started when I was 6 at church, 9, and everything, till I came to Joburg, till I faced with everything that I never thought I would be faced with. Mgodi, it's inzalelwane, it's a generation from Uloliwe. If you want to know the story, start from Uloliwe. Then you'll come to Mgodi. Mgodi, I felt like, you know, when you're so happy, like you are, you're so beautiful, Zaina. Can you give us a chance? Say forgiving. Give us a chance to be beautiful.
We are not aging.
So please. Give us a chance. So I'm just saying, it's like you so happy. I'm here to inspire. The next thing, I've got enemies.
Mm-hmm.
For what? Mm-hmm. I've got haters. I've got people jealousing over me. For what? And then, because of me, I don't have friends here. I surround myself. I used to surround myself with Sisintlan Tlabo, Boutique, and DJ Swoo, and everyone. But Robbie Malinga, that's my dad. And now, thank God that I've got Baba Kekwelam, that he's always lifting my spirit up each and every day. And people like you, when I meet you, and people like you, people at the mall, they'll be like, Zara, mm-hmm. we're praying for you. Don't ever give up. So Mkodi, for me, was like, I felt like I was being chased for nothing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're chased for nothing, obviously you went out at home and then you locked your house and then you're just running and you're just happy.
Then you're people, just running. Yeah.
No, you're just happy. And then there are people, they're running after you. Mm. Guess what you do? You find a place to hide. Mm. So that place to hide for me, I call it Mugod. Because when you're hiding there, you never calculated how you're going to get up there.
Right.
Because when you get out of your house, you never anticipated.
Yeah. Right, that word. But let's let the music talk, because otherwise I'm going to have your fans chasing me because I never let you perform.
All right.
So we're going to take a break. We are setting up. Zahara is ready to deliver music for you. Umfazi is one of the songs that she'll be performing. God is in the Valley is the song, one of the songs she'll be performing. That's so great. Stay with us. You can watch her do so live on the 702 Facebook page.
Welcome to 702 Unplugged.
Does the song always do this to you?
Oh, yeah.
If you're not watching on Facebook, you may have missed that in the midst of that performance, the tears just started streaming down. True expression of what's in your heart.
Yeah.
That's what it is. What does it do?
It reminded me of my mom when I wrote this song.
Mm.
And even my life. Because my mom dedicated her life to God and...
Yeah,
even us, offspring, mm-hmm. to go and to see the things that are happening in our lives and everyone.
Yes.
I'm sure what my mom is thinking, domestic worker. Besides that, and in now today, Mama Winnie Mandela is passed.
Mm-hmm.
The same person that, even if you can try and get her down today, she will surely come around.
Mm.
Even though ngabekinyanti enhlokweni yakhe, even though she has children and she has those buckets, you can put her in a hole, you can put her wherever, but she will surely come around. Mm. So we've lost someone today. And as for me, I feel like I've lost two parents, Tata Mandela and Mama Winnie. Mm. And the reason why I couldn't even sing the song, because I'm thinking, I don't want to disappoint them, and yeah. I don't want to disappoint her. I want to be that girl, that young village, that next door
yeah.
daughter, that next door girl.
You must know, Zara, that you're making us proud. Should see what people are saying. Stanley, rock on, sister. One says from Paul, this song is such a beautiful tribute to all women on this day as we reflect on Mamwini. The same thoughts.